Youth jobs are a core element of the president's agenda of accelerating economic opportunity, driving economic recovery, and supporting job creation.
That first job is often one of the most important jobs, and that's why we spend so much time through our American job centers and through our partners in the nonprofit communities, through our partners in community colleges to help young people who are working to get that first job.
Over the last 2 years, the president has publicly challenged cities and counties across the country to provide employment opportunities for young people. Mayors, nonprofit leaders, employers have all answered the president's call and provided hundreds of thousands of opportunities to youth across the country.
We have to create a demand-driven workforce system, and demand-driven means we want to be responsive to the needs of employers, and they have been remarkably productive and taking leadership roles in identifying opportunities for our young people.
I think that the essence of engaging with employers is starting by listening. It's important to listen to what employers need and get beyond any sort of preconceived notions they might have about young adults and put them in contact with young adults.
So a leader in an organization would often say, well, just give us one chance to pilot what we can do to show you that our young adults are economic assets and not social liabilities.
So in early fall 2011, we were delighted to receive a call from the Secretary of Labor's office and that she would be making a trip out to the Bay Area and wanted to visit Jamba. To my surprise, the Secretary of Labor's entourage was made up of 15 culinary students and 5 instructors from the San Francisco Treasure Island Job Corps Center. So having the opportunity to witness firsthand the dedication and support of the Secretary that she gave to those students and hearing their passion for careers in our industry, that was very inspiring to each of us in the room.
So what I'd ask you to do is think about providing either an internship within your company for someone who may not have access to that in the past, to reach into talent pipelines that perhaps aren't your traditional sources of talent. For someone who may not be in that position, I'd ask you to provide career and mentoring advice to a young person who may not have that and would truly benefit from it.
It is that caring person who serves as that constant reminder that a young person can do absolutely anything they set their mind to.
My mentor has taught me things that I never, like simple things, but things that counted, like how to tie a tie and how to speak properly at an interview and different things like that really impacted me.
We need to believe in our young people. We need to believe that they can and will be and must be the leaders of tomorrow. And we need to take a chance on them.
When I got home at the end of the day, I was tired, and FedEx was really tiring. Like, it was really tiring. But when I got home, I felt like, okay, I can get home, make me something to eat, and I can go to sleep, and I can look back at my day and say, I actually did something to benefit myself in a positive way. But I want people to take from me, no matter what hand you're dealt, as they say, no matter what hand you're dealt, you can always change your deck. So never give up just because of the situation that you're in, because you can always change it.
I want people to take away from Dick's experience is that you can be any age, any race, you can be from any neighborhood, any zip code, any city, any school you go to, or any family, and you can still make a difference into someone's life or someone's community or your own community. I made a difference, and hopefully I inspired some people to work as well from my friends and my family.